Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. A couple of weeks ago, I saw a post on Instagram, of all places, somewhere I've started to hang out more, by a woman who said that she unfollowed three people that day because they had posted something about what life was like 6 months ago and how it had changed now, and what she was upset about, and I think actually had an interesting point that we can all consider, is that these women, you know, how we present ourselves to the world, we don't tend to want to do it when we're in the ick and things aren't going well. And I was facing that and battling that with recording this episode today, which it is April 8th, Monday. It's the total eclipse day. I don't know about all of you, but the last week has just been like, I don't know what's going on. My energy has just been off. Today, I woke up actually not feeling well. I have a little bit of a sore throat. My son is also homesick. I completely yelled at him when I was trying to record this earlier and couldn't get my studio that I record in. It wasn't working, like the online thing. And so that was frustrating me. I was still in my fuzzy white fluffy robe and I was just going to record on video in that. And I'm glad that I actually waited a little bit because it gave me time to formalize what I want to say about this. And you know, that is that it's not about always being on, and it's not about always having everything figured out, and it's not about having to show up in a certain way. Like, we all have these stages and phases that we go through as women, as leaders, as mothers, as wives, as humans in the world, and everything's not always peachy keen and hunky-dory and just lovely. I mean, on top of like all the weird energy that I've been experiencing, like I just opened the door to hail. It's just like, oh my gosh. So, you know, if you've been in that space this week, I don't know, you don't necessarily have to put stock in like Mercury being retrograde, which is also a thing, plus solar flares and the eclipse and just all the things that that does to us energetically. But just being aware of, like, we have days or periods or years even where we're off. And rather than hiding from it, which is what I normally would have done, like, you know, I'm like, well, do I just publish my podcast late? Because I record solo shows usually the week of, and, you know, wait till I'm in a better headspace to share with you. And the answer is no. So I'm not going to just like brag on you or, you know, complain about a whole bunch of stuff. But what I actually want to share around this is, you know, I look back on where I was even just a year ago versus now. And I was having this conversation with a woman I've gotten to. She's become a great friend of mine. She's actually in Scotland, and we managed to talk with our 9-hour time difference fairly regularly. But we were in a trauma healing program together last year. And, you know, we were both just talking about looking back to where we were a year ago versus now. It's like, I wouldn't have been as aware, because I've started coming out of what's known as freeze, where, you know, freeze is where you are numb to the world and generally don't feel anything at all. So I'm much more aware of my emotions. And then I've also been doing a lot of work on my own stress and using heart math techniques to build coherence and kind of reset my stress baseline, which I know has happened. And so now I'm much more aware of when I am under stress. Like last night, I couldn't settle. And the definition of stress that I come to really enjoy is, you know, stress is a lack of emotional ease, right? It's emotional dis-ease in the body, or emotional unease is another way to say that. And I was certainly experiencing that last night. And, you know, I'm not feeling well today. And it wasn't indicated by that. My heart rate was kind of elevated the last two nights, and I felt pretty run down and tired yesterday. And the point that I want to make with all of this is like how aware of and in tune we are with ourselves can make all the difference as we're going through these stages, right? So this morning, I was in my white fuzzy robe. I went upstairs. I still have this weird daily habit that I do of doing a coffee enema every day. And it's one of those things that actually just like chills me out and helps my body feel good and all that. So I lay down, I do some of my coherent stuff while I'm doing that and tend to journal and just like reconnect and recenter. So I still feel a little off. I'll just go with that. I kind of feel like, you know, the weather that has whiplash right now where it's like one minute I'm up, another minute I'm down. I have every intention of after I record this and have a client call today, I am binging When Calls the Heart hard because the new season just came out. But all that besides the point, you know, this is about getting in touch with yourself in a way where you can start to connect to yourself and just develop those tools. Like what I lacked a year ago was the tools to actually do anything in there. Like despite just feeling so off last week, I actually accomplished what I wanted to, which was I've been updating the book that I wrote last year. It's going to be re-released. The thing I'm still not sure on is the new title, but we're almost there. So the book itself got updated, which was my goal. It all happened on Saturday night because that was when I finally like had the focus and clarity to just go ahead and do it. But the point is all that stuff still happened because I have the tools to regulate and recognize like when to push and when not to. And I think so many of us are lacking that in our culture today and in the way that we design life and all of those things. And so you may not be able to just like hide in your white fuzzy robe all day. You might need to go to work or do those things. But as you're doing it, my challenge to you is to start to build your list of tools and things that help you just recalibrate, even if it's just for a minute. Like my experience all last week was I would get a little reset, but I was still just energetically off. And so I would keep coming back to it as I needed to. And I would do the things that I knew would help calm me down. Last night, I had this weird thing going on. And some of it, I think, was food related of like abdominal pain and chest pain and just feeling really like antsy and amped up and like in pain. And so I made myself sit and do heart focused breathing, which is just where you connect to your heart and breathe a little more slowly and a little more deeply. And I made myself stay there until I started to feel some of that let up and ease because my body was just asking that I paid attention to it. And rather than trying to ignore it or like take something to make it go away or any of that stuff, I allowed myself to just sit there. So I'm going to keep this short because, you know, it's hailing, whatever, whatever the reason. But I want you to really, you know, my challenge to you for this week is to think about like, what are the things that can help you come out of that space? What do you need to do to just be able to breathe and then not make yourself wrong for doing them? This is the other thing. Like one of the things I did earlier, I didn't buy anything, but I allowed myself to like play around on Zennies looking for new sunglasses and got some ad with some cool looking pants. So I poked around on their website when I logged into social media, which I don't recommend spending a lot of time on there, but you know, because those are things I didn't like hit the buy button. I didn't let myself spend the money, but it was just something that kind of took my brain away from whatever else is, you know, distracting me or making me feel frustrated or stressed out and just let that be okay for something that I did. It's going to be totally okay that I allow myself to watch When Calls the Heart because it's something that makes me laugh and feel good. And just being aware of that. And, you know, this is another thing I've been playing around with is like the things that we do that are a rest. I had a client talk about this at one point. You know, she said that she realized even when she was just sitting on the couch watching Netflix, like she was still feel anxious. And I've experienced this too. And so some of that comes down to like, what are you watching? And I've been toying around with, I have some tools that I use that like measure my heart rate variability and coherence when I'm, you know, doing anything. So I'll like wear it while we're watching a certain show. And, you know, there's certain things that like a lot of violence and gore, it ramps me up and is keeping my stress high. And I'm like, that's just not worth it to me. So it doesn't mean you have to do something else entirely, but maybe choose something. Can you do something else? And what are those activities and things going to be that just help you settle? And it's important for us, I think, to just be honest and upfront of when we are off, because we all get there, whether it's planetary chaos or something else altogether. and not make ourselves bad or wrong for it. You know, especially if you're an overachiever like me, it's, you know, I get in my head of like, well, I know all this stuff and this shouldn't be a thing and I should have to figure it out and, you know, be on all the time and yada, yada, yada. And I think we create so much pressure for ourselves to stay in that place when we're, you know, considering ourselves some level of evolved human with intelligence. And the reality is just sometimes we gotta be in the mess and in the funk and not be afraid to still show up in that place. So I did shower before this and take off my white fuzzy robe, but it was like literally right before I'm recording this. And I didn't put on makeup and I didn't do all that stuff, even though there's a video that's going to go on YouTube from this episode. And that's okay. Like, this is your permission to just show up as you are in whatever capacity you're capable of right now. And if you're noticing that you're reactive or you're not being kind to the people around you, my son has his headphones on, so he's not hearing me say this, but I fully intend to go apologize for him for my reaction this morning when I yelled at him about being upstairs when I was trying to record. And it just own our humanness, right? There's something I've been reflecting on is just how few places we really have cultivated safety and like permission to be human. We all screw up. We all make mistakes. We all have good days and bad days. And if we're not willing to look at how we grow through them, it becomes, you know, we stay stuck. That's ultimately what happens. So this is your permission to be raw, be real today, and just start to really look towards paying attention to yourself, asking what you need, and starting to cultivate some of those tools that will help you get there. But just help you settle. Help you get settled back into your body when something has taken you out of it. And you might be working at it for a week or two. I've definitely had those stages where it's taken like a couple months for me to get back on track. And over time, as you get better at utilizing those things, the timing gets easier. It doesn't take as long. But, you know, giving yourself permission is the big thing to be where you're at, not make yourself wrong about it, and start bringing in tools and things that just help you start to shift how you're feeling energetically, especially if you feel ill at ease in some way, like not settled. Find those ways that are going to help you settle, not because anything's bad or wrong, but just so that you start to enjoy and experience life in a little bit of a different space from there. Hopefully this makes sense and is helpful. I'm going to wrap this up now. I would love to hear what your tools are, what the things are that help you reset. And with this, actually, before I wrap up, I want to share, you know, I become aware of my stress because I am more in tune with my body now. Like I definitely have cues and triggers that are, I want sugar or I want to go spend money or I want to binge something on Netflix. You know, there's different ways that we take ourselves away from whatever is making us ill at ease and causing us to want to shift that. So the first thing is to be aware of that. And then you have a choice to make. I'm still going to choose to do one of those things, right? I no longer choose food and eating habits because I'm very much more aware of those. But, and I'm, you know, I journaled and did some of those things that really just helped ground me first. And then I'm going to give myself permission to go binge a show. Like, that's okay. You can still make those choices. But all of this is about awareness. You know, our access to changing anything starts with awareness of the thing in the first place. And so just paying attention, especially when you notice you are off or not acting like yourself, slowing down enough to, I was updating. So rereading the book that I wrote a little over a year ago. And a lot of what I talk about in there is stuff that I've done with my clients for the last several years, which is slow way down to then speed up. And so you have to go through that process of slowing down just to bring awareness to what is actually going on. And then you can start implementing the tools and things that will help you speed up eventually. And if you need some ideas on tools, I've started a second episode each week that is Heart Connect Thursday and is all about different ways that we get out of our head, connect into our body, sync up our heart, brain, and nervous system, and just bring more of that state of ease back to ourselves. So if you need some things to check out, last couple of weeks, those have been posted as well. So check one of those episodes out, maybe if you need some ideas. All right, with that, we will see you next week.
Thank Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.